For Vietnamese and Malaysian same-sex couples like Benjamin O and Nam Phan, tomorrow could be a milestone day. The couple, from Sydney's western suburbs, have been together for nearly 13 years and have always dreamed of saying I do. They already have a daughter, 7-month-old Anne. Mr O says the debate has been draining.
It's been really draining the past 2 months. Really, really draining. You know, your life is being put to everybody's judgment. I mean, you don't subject any other person to a process like that. I mean, it's a bit unconscionable to subject a minority community to and their basic civil and human rights.
The couple say they've been subject to hate mail and hate speech.
Hate came to our doorstep on our envelope box, and we knew every of our neighbour received a leaflet calling us being infested with sickness, saying that our family is a danger to society.
Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull is facing demands from Conservative Coalition MPs and the No campaign to provide what they say are acceptable religious and freedom of speech protections. It comes after a number of proposed private bills by Conservative senators. Mr Turnbull emphasised that it is a free vote.
It means a member can move whatever amendment they like, and it will be voted on by the House and the Senate. It's what I promised.
It's expected the yes vote will win out. The Coalition for Marriage's Lyle Shelton has long campaigned in favour of a no vote. Nevertheless, Mr Shelton says it's important to accept the result with grace.
If there is a yes vote, obviously we'll be disappointed, but there'll be millions of Australians who will always believe that marriage is between one man and one woman, and they'll be looking for people to represent that view in the Parliament. The way forward is to graciously accept the result, whichever way it goes, to preserve basic freedom of speech and freedom of religion, and then to quietly look for people who will represent those millions of Australians within the political process who feel disenfranchised by both sides of politics.
Alex Greenwich from Australian Marriage Equality believes that if the vote turns out as expected, there'll be a sense of gratitude from the community.
I think there will be a great deal of elation and indeed a great deal of gratitude to Australians for standing up for their gay and lesbian mates and for voting yes to a fair go for all. We would expect immediate action to get the bill produced by Senator Dean Smith and other members of the government, which is supported by the opposition and Greens, through as soon as possible. We would expect that process to start tomorrow.
Liberal Senator James Patterson has also proposed a bill for same-sex marriage, but it's been described as a licence to discriminate, including provisions which would allow private service providers to reject same-sex marriage weddings. The bill would override state and territory anti-discrimination laws, allowing the refusal of same-sex weddings by anyone who holds a religious or conscientious belief in traditional marriage. But Labor Senator Penny Wong says Senator Patterson's bill is a delaying tactic.
Now they're seeking to entrench more discrimination. I think if the Australian people do vote yes, they're not going to look kindly on the same group of people who have urged a no vote, not accepting the outcome and trying to delay further. I thought we'd gone past the point in this country where we had signs that said, you know, we don't serve Jews, we don't serve blacks. What we're talking about is an increased license to discriminate.